And so we have a similar occurrence with Michael and what he's introducing as, and this era we're going to of balancing our male and female and staying in our angelic kingdom and being self-orgasmic and quit making out of the body experiences the thing. You want an in-the-body experience. Whenever a person's asked for an out-of-body experience, I want to shake them and go, have an in-the-body experience first. You've been having an out-of-body experience your whole life. Get in. And when John and Bobby Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, they're all violets who came and went before the violet era started in 1969. And they were like little introducers or little light bearers saying, look, we're about to have charisma and passion and vision be the way of doing things. And the system was a green system then, which was very mental and controlling, and it X'd them out. But as soon as we get into the violet era, violets don't get, they might get shot at, but they don't get killed. And Gorbachev, who's an amazing violet, you know, is part of the puzzle that helped this amazing changes happen in the country. If he'd have done that in 1968, he's a dead man. In 2 seconds flat. Things are changing, and we're getting very close. Between 2000 and 2013, we're going to move into the indigo era. The indigo era is an androgynous era of peace and harmony on Earth. It's the final stage. The White Brotherhood calls it the seventh 2,000-year cycle, or Lord Michael's, Archangel Michael, and the Saint Germain's period, and the Mayan calendar shows that the world ends at 2012. There's a lot of cultures and a lot of things pointing to 2012 as being a termination date, not the end of the world, not Armageddon, the termination of third dimensional limitation, the termination of having to work for a living or feeling like you need to exchange energy to get energy back. You just be like the sun, you just radiate. So there's a lot of changes happening, and also what's happening is changes in sexuality. It's like the big flame before the candle goes out there. We just had our sexual revolution. And it looks like a lot of things are happening to temper it down, but basically what we're going to be experiencing anyways, as many people are starting to get, is that sexuality is really not the hot thing that everybody thought it was. It only seemed hot because you were told you couldn't have it. You know, we're just like kids with toys. You can't have that toy truck yet. And as soon as you get it, well, that's boring. I want the one with the scoop on it. You know, and so as soon as we have our sexual revolution, we can have all the stuff we were told we can't have, and nobody has limitations on it, and everybody starts getting bored with it. And there's a lot of changes happening to introduce us to this indigo era, to this do your own ecstasy, be your own tuning fork, be your own personal orgasm, and you don't have to have someone do it for you, nor do you have to even have your body do it. You can do it as a vibration. And so Michael Jackson is here before the indigo era starts. So he's just like Kennedy and all those. He's getting shot at. Because here's this androgynous person just trying to be, who loves children and animals. There's going to be more of them. There's a few out there. So know that we're all just making this transition now, and they're here to just represent a state of childlike nature. When we get back to our inherent nature, when you become the angels that you really are, I believe this is what cherubs are all about, is that angels really are these cherubic, childlike beings that just are. You don't have to, little cherubs, you don't care how old they are or what they do or don't do. They just love on you. And they swirl you in ribbon. I guess that's the other thing they do. They always have blue ribbon with them, like they work at some seamstress shop. They pilfer the blue ribbon. So I never quite figured out the significance of the blue ribbon. If anybody has an opinion, it might help. But they're always going around just surrounding people with this ribbon or providing boundaries and for people to have their space. The bottom line in this season, in the joy to the world part, the reason Christ came here was to remind people to be your own Christ. Be your own Savior. Like we said a few months ago, here he was hanging on the cross going, hey, Dad, why have you forsaken me? Hey, you got yourself in this mess. You figure it out. He didn't go lightning bolts and make him disappear. The nails didn't disintegrate. He dropped dead on the cross. Of course, he also represented death isn't such a big deal. One of the cool things about the angels, they're waiting for you to take you to the other parts, and you can either recycle or you can go forward. Every time I go far enough out of my body when I do my meditations, I'm always amazed that I come back and I get out there, and you start going through layers. It's almost like leaving the atmosphere. And as you go through layers, there's a part where you look back and go, wow, it really is pretty easy down here, isn't it? I can't believe I thought that was so intense. And then you go to the next layer and you go, well, it's all just about love. I get that. And then you go through this other gate, and there's one gate I always go through, the last one before I'm free of all this. And I always hear, I am that I am. And I hear that every time. It's almost like the little password. And as soon as I get through that gate, I look back and I go, God, that really looks like fun. It's real. And I'm out there just being everything. And there's no texture. There's no emotion. There's no drama. And I look back and I get myself every time. And I come back going, I'm going to stay awake this time. And as I go through the layers, I am that I am. Yes, I know that. And I start coming in, and I just swear. And then I finally get back in. I go, oh God, I got to pay the rent, don't I? And so, but what I've noticed my whole life since I was little, I'm always going in and out, vacillating back and forth. And whenever I get out there, this is where I want to be. Much as I kick and scream sometimes, when you're out there and you're just being and everything is perfect, it's great and it's ecstatic and it's orgasmic, and it is. But then there's really this exciting little texture down here. And so please remember, as being angels, it's about the texture. It's not about escaping. It's not an escape pod, and they're not going to protect you from the world. It's just to do what you do and have the experiences you have, even if they're torturous ones. Have it lovingly. Know that there's a bigger picture. Any of you ever have a pain, like a sprained finger, a joint, and you knew it was just a sprain, so when it hurt and you moved it, it wasn't such a big deal? Now, if it was broken, you wouldn't be moving it. That means damage is going to occur. So I'm not going to move that joint. Every time I move it and it hurts, that means I've just pierced some skin or done some. When it's a sprain, after a couple of minutes, you start using it. The pain and torture that's down here is no different than the sprain. It's not a broken bone. And there's a much bigger picture, and it's, yes, it looks like it hurts, but there's really a bigger picture to fall back on and remember. And the angels are here to help the angels that you are remember it. So the main homework assignment of this season, all this energy, is to remember you're not separate, to stay connected with you, not with them or it or the rescuers. The rescue angels are you. So I recommend regularly, if not every day, I would never tell anyone what to do, but this is like a big hint, to begin your day with just a few seconds of calling your attentions in, so that you put your foot forward fully, making that decision as you. Call all your attentions into your body. Ask your assistants to go out and cover bases, so that when you get to them, you've already put your energy on them, but your third dimensional being is here. There are other parts of you that are out there doing all this work. Let them do the past, present, and future stuff, because in their realm, there is no such thing as past, present, and future. You're not giving your power away to the future. They don't even understand future. It's already getting handled. So send them out, get centered, and then make the decision to expand. Fill that void. Hold the space for yourself. Love on yourself, and then go out into the world. And as you practice it, you'll be able to hold that space. You'll be able to stay loving. And it's not a boundary that isolates people. It calls people in. But when there's light, there's no darkness. And that's not to say darkness is a bad thing. When you do your light parts, the darkness isn't going to penetrate it. Darkness is a cool thing. Without darkness, you can't see the stars. So it can't be all that bad. Yeah. Without the darkness, you can't see the light. That's another way of wording it. In our polarity. So, you know, be your light selves. Let the people in. And you'll find that you can, and you'll get more fearless, and you'll get to trust, and you'll get to see the angels do things. They will show you. Just send them and get parking spots. Get them to have a teller open the window at the bank when you walk in. And every time I go in, Pat, you're going to have to go with me to the bank. 5 times in a row now, it's been really great. I only go in like once a month, but these last 5 months, I open the door. Oh, Mr. Rob, we're opening this window right here. Come on over. It's been really fun. Well, I really love you guys. This is what angels are all about, heaven on earth. Isn't it not heaven on earth not to stand in a line? Isn't it heaven on earth to get to drive as fast as you want? Isn't it heaven on earth to get to say what you want, be who you are, express yourself without having to worry about hurting somebody's feelings, and hinging on someone else or them attempting to stop you. You get to just be free and you get to express. And granted, some of the ways I express, if certain people were in my environment, they would get their feelings hurt. But because I feel really okay about the way I express and I ask my angels to do their work, there's never that person there to get their feelings hurt. Those people end up either turning right instead of where I am. They're distracted. So know that you can be your true self the way you want to be. And granted, if you were in this group over here, it would totally hurt their feelings, piss them off. They'd think you were awful. They'd want to shoot you or hang you. And why would you even expect the universe to send you? They have their own journey. Just be you and count on the universe sending you the people to play with. And the angels are really good at that. They line it all up. Watch out for third dimensional's ideas about specifics. Like, I'm going to tell the angels I want that 2269 Jamaica Beach Boulevard in Jamaica. I love that house. I want that house. It's the best house in the world. If you'll, instead of being real specific and giving them this address or this specific exact thing to do, give them the outcome that you'd like it to be, the feeling, how it would feel to live at that place and be at that place and have that expression. Now, if that place was in Costa Rica and you had all those feelings, would it matter? No. So you don't have to give them addresses and locations. You don't have to tell them, this is who I want to have in my life. And so when you start creating your partner persons or business partners or other people you want as friends, see how you want it to feel and ask them to get you that. They understand emotion. Energy in motion is emotion. They see the energy moving. They feed off of it. They play with it. They understand it. So set your emotions, set your expectations as an outcome forward and let them have it, but stay present. Just, ooh, that's real exciting. Not, I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to work my butt off to get that house, and here's my plan. And they'll get it for you. Now, it might not be that place, but if it feels like everything you want, would it matter? If all the other parts didn't match, like if you want this certain person and they need to be 6'2", 180 pounds, and brunette with tight abs and glutes, and you go, oh, there's this perfect, gorgeous guy. And then they send you Danny DeVito. But if you're totally in love with Danny DeVito and the world is wonderful, it really doesn't matter. Zero. Watch out for all the third dimensional traps. Angels don't have judgments about appearances. They don't have self-esteem issues. They don't have family history to work on. You know, they don't have to work through their parent stuff. You know, when you finally clear and you decide to be transparent, when you decide to just let stuff go through you and not stick to you, you're free. And that's why they call it beyond parents or transparent. When you get beyond your parenting, when you start letting it go through, you'll get set free. And the truth, your truth sets you free. And what the angels only represent is the truth. Now, your truth may not be the truth to other people. It doesn't matter. You just live your truth. Just like they might want 9622 Jamaica Beach Boulevard. Let them have it. If they didn't create it in full faith and trusted that they're all covered, it's going to teach them some lessons. It's going to come in and tap them on the shoulder and say, this is what you've got and said you wanted because you have this self-esteem issue. And so purgatory starts happening. So for those angels in this room who are thinking about moving to Sedona or Santa Fe or Hawaii or Idaho or Montana or Colorado, Oregon, Iowa, that's another one that's starting to happen. A lot of people going to Iowa. Watch out. Where you are is perfect. Now, you can't escape. No matter where you go, there you are. Your angels and your angel self's always there with you. Don't be running away to these places that are going to fix you. I think of them as purgatories encased in a little Venus flytrap. And it looks really beautiful, and you go in there, and then it goes, oh, okay, we got you. And it digests you. And it turns into to be this neutral space where you have to face why it is you thought you needed to go there in the first place. When you stay connected, when you use your angels, when I always say your angels, I mean those parts of you. So please, if it sounds like I'm talking about separate entities, don't hear it that way. When I have my angels, I call them the guys, and most of them are androgynous, so they're not like the guys as in male. They're assist, but they're me. I see how they connect to me. I see all the parts and how you guys connect to me. This room is full of energy, and it swirls. Those auras that some of you have seen me chat about, they're all over you, and they radiate, and you all interconnect, and the angels are all intermingled in there, and you're intermingled in it. We're not separate. So when we talk about these angels, they're just you. And so your Christmas present to yourself, which would be a wonderful thing since this is that time of the year, is yourself and your awareness of your angel parts and connecting in. So a couple questions during the break got asked. This is great. First, I would like to finish Kedron's question about is this, in order to put your attention on it, is it about naming the angels to get connected with them? Is it about feeling them? Is it about singing to them? Is it about doing art and expressing? And yes. Everything you do, it's your intention. It's all about intention. So for a great many people, they do it with music and art. You do it with your graphics. And so it's done in lots of different ways, how we express it. There isn't any one right way. However it is you want to do it, when you put your attention on it, that's where your energy goes. So it's, if you'll simply, even in your day-to-day work, if you'll attempt in the process to look for the angelic components in it, or to look for the bigger picture, it will be there. Like the book Living with Joy, which I enjoy very much. If those of you who haven't read it, I recommend getting it immediately. It's a very simple little reminder book, and joy is the angels' like introduction word. The little trumpet that announces angels is joyfulness. And so what it talks about in there is to look at everything and look for the joyful expression in all, including murders and including the torture plan. There is joy within it. We were talking during the break, Joanne mentioned about the Kleiss. What's her first name? Polly Kleiss. At all these people that get murdered and tortured, all of a sudden this one's like really important. For some reason, she's a violet, so maybe during this violet era, this was her contribution. Who knows? But what's coming out of it is a lot of attention, even though this has been going on for a while. And Chuck pointed out just in the block over, two people got bumped off, no big deal. Why this person? But what's coming out of it, even though it looks like a negative, again, the flip side in the polarity is there's these groups being formed, there's an awareness, there's a consciousness coming about the maybe the sacredness of children or the boundary systems. And then I always have my little two cents I have to throw in. I've found that people who have abuse in their middle years in life is often acting out abuse that happened when they were little. And so she may very well have been tortured when she was little. Doesn't mean her mom and dad, but it could have been a babysitter. Could have been. It tends to be acted out. And when it starts getting into that realm, it's usually how it gets acted out when it was real intense when they're little. It's a cellular thing. Or with the layering, the bleed-throughs that I've talked about in the past, for those of you who've been here, I'm going to be brief so you don't have to listen to it again. What I'm noticing is that a lot of people who have abduction, ET abduction stuff, are also having physical abuse things here, either corporal punishment or sexual abuse or restraint, physical or incarceration. And so almost every one of my clients that has it, like 99.9%, has this happening on this other layer. Like it's a direct, it's a holographic, as above, so below connection. And so there, it happens third dimensionally where things get acted out. Like for those women in here who had near misses with date rapes or had some intense issues when you were a teenager, it was to help remind you of stuff when you were littler. I've yet to find a client that I've worked with as a sex therapist in the past when I was doing my doctor stuff that when they were having stuff as a 12-year-old plus that didn't, when we started digging into it and check it out, was simply a tap on the shoulder saying, hey, don't you remember when you were 2 months old and they did this? And it just keeps getting acted out over and over until we get our boundary systems together. The choice we made coming here was whether we felt powerful, valuable, or safe. And to the degree we don't feel that, it keeps acting itself out over and over again till we get it. And so I think for Kleiss, she had that reenactment part for herself, but then it also triggered a lot of stuff for people. And so your job isn't to, as Chuck asked about whether it's good or bad, in polarity, and I don't see anything as good or bad in that sense, because Joanne pointed out one of the good parts of it. Yeah, and Adolf Hitler, a lot of people say, oh, bad person, but look at the results of what this person did and how people really start intervening now as the skinheads start doing their things, and people say, remember when, and so it breaks the pattern. It allows people to speak up earlier, and it allows them to say, no, we're not going to have this again. Otherwise, we keep repeating until you get conscious. You keep, as Jung said, you repeat over and over in your life events until you have the cellular memory as to why you were doing it. So until you get conscious, you keep getting tapped. When you use your angels and when you pay attention, use them as part of it, they set up all the timelines for you. I've got to show you how amazing. Can I use my new toy? Karen brought me a gift for doing some of that new decision therapy work on her that we're talking about seminar for, this very gorgeous, wonderful crystal on this amazing string. 2 minutes before I left to come here today, I was getting my office ready for readings tomorrow, and I just moved into it, so I got all the boxes out, hung some pictures up, and the last thing I did, the sunlight was coming through, so I put up my little crystals on the clear fishing line, and I looked at it and said, oh, the clear fishing line is so tacky. It's all kinked around. It's been crammed in the box, and these really cute crystals, but they needed something on the string. And so I come here, and the first thing is this angel person hands me this crystal with stuff on the string, and I just made the request 2 seconds before. But she had to buy this before I made the request. I believe that because the angels don't exist in a place of time dimension and space dimension, that this is just one perfect, right in sync with what we're talking about today, example. The angels knew and lined it all up so that when they saw that this was the day I was going to say, gee, I wish I had some beads or something colorful on the string, and she was in paying attention to her angel parts, went and got it, and here it happens. So it looks like I'm manifesting instantly what I want when there's this whole other factory at work, because she had to buy this before I made the request to get it here today. So I'm very excited as to how that works, and like the perfect visual aid and demonstration, so thank you. And thank you for listening to the angels and doing the part. It's amazing how it works. When you just let it go and you trust that there's these other parts to you, and again, to answer Kedron's question, however it is you want to put your energy on them, what they really would like for you to do is be joyful and fearless. Trust. Just be. And granted, we have our little roller coaster rides, but in retrospect or in reflection when we look at them, we always learned a lot of stuff from it, and it got us to where we are today. Amazingly so. Yeah, and so thank you for participating in like the world's most perfect example. We couldn't have set it up any better. And so, yes, you can get connected with your other parts by thinking, feeling, expressing, emoting, working. If you like your work. If it's a torture plan for you, it actually disconnects you from you. So a lot of people's work is their joy. I can certainly see that mostly yours is. Kedron, when you do yours, it definitely shows in your work. You know? So don't limit yourself that it has to be all angelic and cute and perfect and sweet and cute and saccharine. And God, it makes me want to throw up. Just like that household Gabriel's in. You know, they're all so sweet and not real. And he's a real angelic, kind and loving person, but he also says what's on his mind. He calls a spade a spade. To pick some racist comment, I couldn't think of any better one. Calls a snowstorm a snowstorm. And so in that house, he's getting to do his homework on what he believes is appropriate social behavior. So he's going around the house saying, I'm going to talk as loud as I want, and I don't need to leave cabinets open and block your car and do all this to tell you I have an issue. I'm just going to tell you, and I'm being very loving and kind and angelic about it. Mm-hmm. Angels aren't all like perfect little delicate things. Lord Michael carries a sword he's famous for slicing people with. He cuts through the ship. Some angels have all these flames. And they transmute with the violet flame. And so these aren't passive, peaceful acts. These are slashing, incinerating acts, yet they're angels. Yeah. And the blast of the angels' horns that brought down the walls of Jericho don't sound very passive and delicate to me. They sound like they trashed stone, blew things down. So please get that it's not about passivity or gentleness or angelic sparkly cuteness. That's the fairy kingdom. That's a whole other world. They get to do this. And that's their job. That's why they call them fairies. Angels have a whole different job. Hell's angels. I love that. Like they knew the whole time, don't you guys get it? We're hell's angels. We look tough. We make a lot of noise. We drink beer and this and that, but we're a bunch of pussycats. All the hell's angels guys I know. And yeah, granted, some of them have bumped people off and they've got knife marks all over them. They've got tattoos from being in prison. Yet every one of them that I know are sensitive, sweet, and kind people just trying to defend themselves or trying to stay safe. When we all start getting back to our inherent nature of kindness and childlike states, then we all can just be real. And so when you start being your angelic self, know that even kids have temper tantrums and kids throw and break things and go, no! And we get to have all those parts. Purgatory. Who was it that asked me about? Oh, yes, the purgatory definition. When I mentioned purgatory, I don't have a specific definition. What I mean is a neutral space where it's between the polarities. And so it feels like nothing's happening. There's no the waiting room. And what I've found is one of the greatest stresses for human beings is the unknown. It creates more disease and more dysfunction. The brain just goes crazy anticipating and figuring and what-ifing and shoulding. And so I've considered these purgatories, when I watch people get locked in on them, when they go to these, like moving to Carmel is another one. I should have said that. There's a lot of people coming to Carmel thinking it's going to rescue them. And it just turns out to be one, no matter where you go, there you are, place. And the purgatory part is you finally get centered again. You get between the polarity. It gets you neutral. I don't mean it as purgatory is so bad, as it finally gets you to get quiet and centered so that you see it all existing on both sides. And it's a pretty interesting place to reflect from. Yeah, but if you're going there to think it's going to save you, get kicked into different dimensions. And you always have choice. You always have choice on everything. Yeah, but how many times in retrospect, when we look back, we had the choice to leave something, whether it be a relationship or a job or a place in time and space. And we didn't, because we kept thinking, come on, seven. You know, that next role, I'm going to fix it. It's going to be okay. One of the strongest reinforcers for human beings and animals, when I was working in school, we used to do the famous, you know, make the pigeons do what you want, operant conditioning exercises. If you feed a pigeon every third time they hit the bar for a while, pretty soon they go tap, tap, tap. Where is it? And then you don't give it to them. And then they tap, tap, tap. Then as soon as they do the second tap, then they go tap, tap, you feed them. And so after a while they realize, I don't know. Any second now I'm going to get one. I don't know when. Variable reinforcement. You start giving it to them when you feel like it. And what happens is the pigeons will tap themselves to death thinking that the next tap is the one that's going to give them the stuff. People do this all the time. The next thing, all you have to do is get loved on once or get hit sevens once or gambling. It's all like life's a gamble. And you need to stay conscious and just take care of yourself. But many people keep thinking that the next roll of the dice will do it. So we always have free will. But it's very amazing some of the choices we make within that free will. And you make me feel this way. No, you chose to feel that way. Granted, I did a shitty thing, but I can do that in front of 10 other people and it'll all make them feel different. Which one did I make feel which way? Yeah. So yeah, we always have choice. So within, and especially when today's topic about the angels, you have a different, all of you have choices how to get them. Some people actually get to play with their angels by creating life-threatening crises. They have to die. There's a guy, the cool guy coming to town named Melon. We call him the dead guy. And so that's his title now, the dead guy. Because he was dead for an hour or two or 45 minutes, and he went out and gathered a lot of stuff, and now he talks about all the dimensions after having had plenty of time, which is interesting, in a timeless place. He could have been dead for a fraction of a second, would have gotten just as much. But it makes it for the third dimensional people who think, God, 45 minutes or 2 hours, whatever. He must have got a lot of information. For those who think, who don't know there's timelessness out there, they believe, and so he comes back and chats about it, and you have Jessica Haynes, who's been here for a while. She became totally psychic after dying. And she went from normal average person to this amazing psychic person after taking a little bus trip. Bye, Emily. And so know that all the parts are available for you. You don't have to do it the hard way. You don't have to die and come back or trash yourself. It's really great if you just get back in your bodies, fill the space, and be the human beings that you are, and then move forward and let the angels be your guide. They're you. Thank you for coming very much. We're handled.